Leon, L-E-O-N, Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, 3/19/47, today's 8/14/2024. This is a 77-year-old gentleman, black gentleman, resides in Houston, Texas, originally from Houston. He's single. He has two sons. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He's been, he has a history of atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease, cardiac cachexia, COPD, pulmonary hypertension, approaching calorie malnutrition, significant weight loss at least 10 pounds in the past month, recent hospitalization for COVID, now it's bedbound, decreased mentation, and now developing heel sores, pressure sores about left ankle, left heel, and sacrum stages 1 through 3, or 1 through 2, period. He's currently not on oxygen. His O2 side is at 92%, but he uses a nebulizer after he was discharged with COVID recently. Period. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Family history. Mom died of a stroke. Dad died of cancer. COVID immunization is up to date. Has had 2 shots in the past, but he also ended up in the hospital with COVID. Social as above, not smoking, not drinking. Patient was visited at the group home. He's in bed now. He's quite debilitated. He speaks in a whisper. He eats almost nothing on a daily basis, and he continues to lose weight, period. Allergy, non-medication. Digoxin, 0.125 once a day. Midodrine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, 10 milligram a day. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Amiodarone, 200 milligram a day. Allopurinol, 300 milligram a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Tessalon Perls, 100 milligram a day. Remeron, 15 milligram a day. Hydrocortisone suppositories and oxycodone, 5/3/25 as needed for pain. Period. Examination reveals a very debilitated 77-year-old gentleman in no distress with significant weight loss, protein, calorie malnutrition, and significant muscle wasting. 130 over 87, 66, 93% room air heart. Positive S1, positive S2 with ectopics. Oh, and the past medical also put down with history of atrial fibrillation. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen is soft, scaphoid, neck shows decreased muscle mass, oral mucosa dry, neurological non-focal, there's a sacral decubitus ulcer stage 4, there's a left ankle wound consistent with pressure ulcer stage 2, and a left ankle, left knee and left ankle both also consistent with a stage 2 pressure sores, period. Assessment number one, 77-year-old gentleman, dying of end-stage heart disease associated with atrial fibrillation, hypotension, confusion, patient's no longer oriented to person, place, or time. He's confused. He's bedbound. He has significant weight loss. With recent history of COVID-19, which has caused him further weight loss, further decreased appetite, further protein, calorie, malnutrition, and severe muscle wasting, period. He has atrial fibrillation. He's on amiodarone, rate controlled at this time. He also has hypotension related to his overall debility that he takes Midodrine for because of dizziness that it causes, period. New paragraph, he's on digoxin and Lasix to control his congestive heart failure as well, period. He has had a history of chest pain in the past, but he's no longer able to voice that because of his significant debility, period. He's on Remeron because of psyche issues and sleep at a 15 milligram. He would do better with a 5 or 10 milligram at this time to help him with the rest because Remeron is more effective for sleep at lower dosage, period. New paragraph, he also is in pain. He takes oxycodone 5/3/25 on a regular basis. He very much has less than 6 months to live given his advanced heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, is associated with CHF, atrial fibrillation, muscle wasting, protein, calorie malnutrition, total ADL dependency, and the fact that he's bedbound. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Thank you.